From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Spear. Five of the nation's largest banks have reached a landmark settlement with attorneys general from across the country. Banks agreeing to pay out $26 billion to people who either lost their homes to foreclosure or are trapped in mortgages that are bigger than what their homes are worth. Attorney General Eric Holder says the deal does not preclude future charges in the case.
While today's agreement resolves certain civil claims based on mortgage loan servicing activities, it does not prevent state and federal authorities from pursuing criminal enforcement actions.
The agreement settles charges banks employed automated robo-signings in properly foreclosing on 750,000 individuals. Checks totaling about $2,000 will be going out to those people. Banks will reduce mortgage loans to about 1 million households. President Obama has lifted some of the most rigid requirements of the 10-year-old No Child Left Behind law and given 10 states waivers for them to chart their own paths in reforming their public schools. NPR's Claudio Sanchez has that story.
10 states will no longer have to meet the one target set by No Child Left Behind that's been driving everybody crazy, that by the year 2014, 100% of students perform at or above grade level, especially in math and reading. They still, however, must adopt rigorous standards, fix dysfunctional schools, close the achievement gap between low and high-performing students, and do a better job training and evaluating teachers and principals. The 10 states include Colorado, Florida, Georgia, Kentucky, Minnesota, New Jersey, Oklahoma, Tennessee, Indiana, and Massachusetts. 28 more states are expected to apply for waivers in a second round. Claudia Sanchez, NPR News.
Pentagon is opening thousands more jobs to women, allowing them to serve in units closer to the front lines. But the military will still bar women from serving in ground combat, NPR's Tom Bowman explains.
The new changes will allow women to work in such jobs as intelligence specialists, medics, tank mechanics. And they can hold those jobs in battalions. Until now, women could only serve at the larger brigade level, farther from any combat action. The changes mostly affect women in the Army and Marine Corps. Most jobs in the Navy and Air Force already are open to women. The military still bars women from serving in units that directly fight, infantry, armor, or special forces. Officials said the experience gained by assigning women to these new jobs will help determine whether they can serve in those ground combat units. At the same time, the Pentagon is devising gender-neutral training to see if women can handle the physical demands of ground combat. Tom Bowman, NPR News, The Pentagon.
House lawmakers have approved a measure that would bar members of Congress and the executive branch from insider trading. Under terms of the measure, lawmakers would also have to post information about their stock trades online within 30 days. The overwhelming vote sends the measure onto a House-Senate conference committee. On Wall Street today, stocks moved higher amid some positive economic news. The Dow was up 6 points. This is NPR. Politicians in Greece still don't appear to have settled on a final deal aimed at handling the country's burgeoning debt crisis. According to Germany's finance minister, his understanding is that at the moment there is no agreement that can be signed off on. Greece has been told it must meet certain conditions in order to obtain another $173 billion in bailout funds. That would include bringing the country's debt level to 120% of GDP by 2020. A scramble to finish former Democratic Congresswoman Gabrielle Giffords' current term took a major turn today. NPR's Ted Robbins reports one of her aides, who was also wounded in last year's Tucson shootings, has announced his candidacy.
A couple of days ago, Ron Barber was still running former Democratic Congresswoman Gabrielle Giffords' district office. He's now left to concentrate on winning the special election to fill out her term. Barber says he began thinking about running after Giffords herself suggested it shortly before she resigned last month.
Well, the congressman looked at me directly and said, "Ron, will you run?"
Barber was shot twice last year, but says he's in good health. Another Democrat who announced has indicated he'll pull out. Five Republicans have either announced for the seat or said they will soon. The special election is set for June. Ted Robbins, NPR News, Tucson.
An American Indian tribe has announced it's filed suit against five beer manufacturers and four large beer stores in connection with charges they knowingly distributed alcohol in and around the South Dakota Indian Reservation. Lawsuit filed by the Oglala Sioux tribe is seeking $500 million in damages, maintaining by either making or selling beer they've contributed to decades of alcoholism at the Connecticut-sized reservation. In the case of the suit against the four beer stores, it points to the fact the stores are in a small town and sold nearly 5 million cans of beer annually. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News in Washington.